So, Steve-O, why should people vote? That's today's question.
Because it's the easiest way that we've found to overthrow the government.
Yeah, I guess the other way, like actually waging a war and trying to overthrow a government, is a little bit harder.
Well, exactly. In absolute monarchies and authoritarian regimes, people were, and still are in many places in this world, forced to ally themselves with power-seeking tyrants and engage in massively violent rebellions that throw everything in a nation into chaos. And there are countless examples of this. We could look at the English Civil War, wars, sure. The French Revolution, mm-hmm. Arab Spring, mm-hmm. or the Autumn of Nations. Mm-hmm. And regardless of whether these movements are successful, they destabilize nations, they hamper productive economies, and make it difficult for people to get basic necessities and endanger personal security and your lives.
War is bad.
Yeah. So even if the end result is that people are better off with a new government, not everyone necessarily gets to see that better country. So there's a very real sense in which democracy has developed to be a sort of bloodless revolution that allows for the removal of unpopular leaders and the elevation of new ones without ever resorting to war, while maintaining the state as a singular cohesive unit.
Yeah, it keeps the politics in, like, you know, on paper and in speeches and not on the battlefield.
Exactly. Now, this isn't to suggest that voting is perfect, and here in Canada there are complaints about the nature of our electoral system and about how certain provinces hold more political power, mm-hmm. or the idea of wasted votes, right? Mm-hmm. But even if the system is imperfect, it's not as if a lack of participation in the system is going to solve the problem. It really just ignores it, and ignores the fact that there are currently political parties offering ways to make meaningful changes to our electoral system. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we forget is that our democracy and the idea of democracy in the Western world is still very young, and we're working out its kinks. And, like, if this election were 100 years ago, women wouldn't be able to vote.
Yeah, that's true.
If it were 60 years ago, Indigenous peoples wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
So the idea that voting doesn't work is mostly a product of a misunderstanding that democracy is somehow supposed to be perfect.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And elections are one of the only ways that governments have of detecting and then ultimately responding to the national mood. Like, if you think about it, there are 36 million people in Canada, and we don't have a better way of asking them and then understanding their answer to the question of what they believe the direction of the country to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so voting is our way of telling the government what we want so that we don't have to kill them.
Exactly.
Okay, but seriously though, what if I just don't want to vote?
Well, you don't have to vote, and that's one of the beauties of our system. Choosing not to vote isn't choosing not to participate in the system. It's choosing to recognize that whatever happens after an election, you're okay with. It's tacitly consenting to whatever everyone else agrees to.
Hmm.
So it's not that by not voting, you're avoiding the system. You're still taking part in the system. You're just letting other people speak for you instead. And for me, I would rather speak for myself, which is why I vote.
Sure. And if you don't want to vote, then that's a vote for whatever everyone else votes for.
Exactly.
Huh.